The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast. The authority on all things R&B. There are men who are writers. There are men who deliver melody.
All of it.
But there's a certain type of man.
Don't forget they produce that vocal too.
That vocal.
Yeah.
Not the vocal. That.
Or the. Yeah.
This particular kind of man is a scientist. He weaves into the intricacies of a record, a technician, and takes a record from here to here. He also has a beard. Make some noise for Jack Jew in the building, baby. Big beard in the building. Tommy, what's the picture? Raleigh Fingers. You remember Raleigh Fingers? That's before your time.
It might have been before my time because I don't know what we're talking about.
This baseball pitcher right here.
He really feel like I can't grow shit, bro.
Bro,
I already knew I couldn't.
He
but
keeps
this
growing.
Is,
it, it,
this
he's is, done. First of all, I want to say this. Thank you for coming.
Oh, bro.
Right?
Thank you, you're
family, but yes, we never want to take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? We never want to take light of that.
We know you're busy, man.
We know you're a busy man.
Never that busy.
You know, you're here.
In Korea.
You here.
You in Korea, man.
You know.
As the original black man would say, you be over there in Korea.
In Korea, huh? Bleeding from the inside. You understand? I know. Jacob, if you could grab that thing for me. This is a special day on the R&B Money Podcast. You are a first. You are a first with this particular moment.
I don't even know what's going on.
You lied to me.
What is going on?
You are first. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jakey. Happy birthday to you. Come on, man.
Bro, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. This nigga lied to me.
You know, this is going to come out 12 months from now. But it's your birthday. But it is your birthday.
It's actual, I appreciate it, your bro. Actual birthday, brother. Yeah. And I can't believe you're here on your birthday. Thank you.
Hey, man. Absolutely. Yeah, you, I can't. Just sit down right there.
I just wanted to be part of you.
Yeah, this is this pod.
You know what I'm saying? So people know.
Bro, I appreciate it.
Come on.
You
want
to turn it so they can see the happy birthday? Oh, you want to look at happy birthday. Which one you want?
It's for him. However he wants to receive it.
Yeah.
You are an awesome brother. One of the coolest human beings ever since day one. Your family, day one. We go all the way back to before all of this shit. Right.
For either one of us, actually.
As you are the nicest guy ever, you'd be smoking when you want to be.
Yeah, I see you get mad.
We can't take his kindness for weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no weakness in this young man. Okay.
He got a gym in his garage.
We've worked out together. Okay. All right.
That nigga's strong.
I do drugs. But anyway. But in any event, I want to start off with the smoke, JQ.
Oh, shit.
You're so nice. I want to get to the smoke.
Here he goes.
Who wrote Yeah for Usher Raymond? Who? I want to know now. We will do the pod the way we know we do it after we talk about this.
That's how we started.
I remember the airy one.
That's how we started.
What movie was that with Jordan Peele?
Right. It's I've heard so many iterations of the story. It's wild because I actually maybe a year ago, had this conversation in studio. I'm in studio with Ush, like Beacox called
Ush?
Usher.
Usher. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't need the "er." just to point that out to you.
Please.
Continue.
I get a call from Beacox, and he's like, "Yo, you know me, JD, Felly, we're up. Keith, we're up here working with Usher. You should fall through." And I was like, "Oh yeah."
And this is this is recent.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, easy. I pull up, and you know, it's amazing seeing everybody. And JD and I, you know each other, but we've never worked together.
Oh wow, okay. No shit. Okay.
You know, so I'm in the room, and the energy doesn't feel like I'm supposed to be in the room writing. And Brian's like, "No, just jump in wherever." And I'm like, okay. So, you know, first day, it's a little weird. But I tell Brian, it's cool. Like, I'll come back because I'm just trying to hang out with you, really, because he don't be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up the second day, and we're talking. And me, KP, and Usher are outside, sitting on the stairs, just chopping it up. And Keith sticks his head out of the room and just goes, "Hey, JQ." I was like, "What's going on, bro?" He said, "You wrote on Yeah, didn't you?" And I said, "What?" And he said, "Nigga, I know, but you did, didn't you?" And I was like, "Yes." And then he went back in the room. Then he popped out again and he's like, "What did you write exactly?" And I said, I don't understand the question. What do you mean? He said, "What did you write?" I said, "I wrote half of it." And he said, "Okay." And he popped back in the room. And then KP's looking at me like this. And I was like, "I don't know." And then he comes out of the room and JD comes out of the room. And I'm like, "What's going on?" And he was like, "Do me a favor, man. Just tell JD what you just told me." And I was like, "Well, yeah, like Sean and I wrote it together." And he was like, "For real, for real?" I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." Now, let me say this. Over time, I don't know, maybe people's recollection of what the story is changes. And as you guys know, when you have management, you know, a team, it's their job to make you larger than life.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I expect niggas to tell whatever story that, you know, is going to help push the machine forward. But they tell me that the story that they've heard is that I was given some publishing for engineering. Like, they were just glad that I sat and I engineered the demo.
Hmm.
So they threw me some publishing. And I was like...
Charity.
Exactly. And I was like, no, that's not what happened. So we start explaining it, and I tell, you know, the entire story of how the... Matter of fact, let me tell the story.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me tell the story. And, you know, shout out to Sean for calling me.
Mm.
Like, Sean and I were both signed to L.A. Reid, both signed to Hitco. Yeah. And Shake is really the one that was like, yo, you know, I think you guys. Stewart. He was like, I think you guys. Yeah, Shakir. He was like, I think, you know, you guys are the two writers that I have here that really have a chance at really stepping it up and taking it to the next level. So it was like, excited, let's go.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm thinking if you guys can deliver me a hit for Usher that I can make sure it's heard. I can't promise anything, but I can make sure that it gets heard. So we're like, cool. Let's get to it. And it's Sean that actually pulls out some tracks from Little John. Now, for me personally, I go way back with Little John.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
How far
thrilled.
Back do you go back with Little John?
I go back to 95, maybe 95 with Little John. The first professional recording, first record that I was ever part of, was a song that went viral maybe 7 years ago again. At night, I think of you.
Come on now.
So,
yeah.
Out of high school, this is the first record that I'm ever part of, and Little John A&R'd that project. And that's where I met John, and we went on to do some other stuff together. Yeah. But when Sean plays the John track,
mm-hmm.
I'm amped because I fucking love Little John.
Yeah.
And at the time, Little John was maybe one of my favorite producers moving, definitely one of favorites moving around Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean is like, I think we should write to this. So we're like, hell yeah, let's do it. So he messes around, puts in the track starts playing. We get hype as hell. We about to write for Usher, nigga. We about to kill this. We write for Usher. After about 2 minutes, we just looking at each other going, what do you write to this? Ain't nobody.
What you got?
Wrote to this.
Yeah.
So we look at it for a second. I say, hold on 1 second. I run out to the car. I come back in with the CD, put it in, and it's, if you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Hey, mm-hmm. It was my favorite song ever at the time.
Right.
So we listen to that shit, and we both amp. I curse a lot. So I apologize. Mama, my kids, when you see this.
Turn up. Go crazy.
I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
So we're hype as fuck, and now we're like, yeah, let's do it. If we ain't this hype, then we don't even need to do it. So we amped. And then we just confused again and like 2 minutes about what to do. And Sean's like, play that shit one more time. So we play it and it goes off and it's like, it's got to be that hype or there's no point in writing to a John track. So we hit play again. That shit comes on and Sean goes, yeah! And I go, and he looks at me and we're like, nigga, we should call this shit, yeah. Mm. We should call this, yeah.
I like those moments.
So now we hype and we like, all right, what is this going to be about? What is it going to be about? And I got the call earlier to write for Ush because I had done this record with Marcus Houston. I co-wrote it with Neo. What was the name of it? If I wanted that girl, I would be with. So L.A. liked the way that record felt. And because Usher'd come off that You Remind Me, that's what they had asked me to write before. And like, I just fell short. Like, it's hard for me to copy. I'm not really, really good at that. So we sit down and, you know, back to the story. We sit down and we're like, all right, well, let's just write what we want to write, what we think being Usher is like. And Shake had played us, before we got started, he played us Caught Up. He played us Confessions. He played us Superstar. And he played us Burn.
No pressure.
And we're sitting there and he's like, well, you know, what do these records have in common? And I'm looking and I'm like, they're all very visual. So we knew it needed to be visual. So we were like, you know, let's make it that. Let's talk about what we think, you know, being Usher is. It's got to be in the club because of the way the record is. So we'd sit down and start writing. And Sean hops in the booth, and Sean is melodically gifted, nigga. Like, he's different.
You got that.
He's different. So he's in the booth, and he's... And I'm like... And then he keeps going... But it doesn't stop. So at a point, I'm like, hey, bro, it's too much. Like, it's too much. And he's like, nigga, I'm telling you, this is what hot. And I'm like, I get it, but it's too much. And he's like, well, what do you hear? So I sing, and my shit is slower. And he's like, well, that shit's boring. And back then, I had a way bigger ego. Like, my personality is still kind of big, but my ego, like, nigga, I thought I was the best, and you better think I'm the best. So, and Sean's got a big personality as well. So we argue, you know, for a bit. We just screaming at each other. And then we kind of slow down and we just talk and we're like, look, bro, we both, because neither one of us had a record that had changed our lives. So we sat and we talked and we're like, look, they're really giving us an opportunity to change shit for our families. Like, bro, we got to get past this and figure it out. So he's like, I really just think that this shit that I'm doing is the new shit. It's it. And I'm like, nigga, I agree. You just do it for too long. Like, people have to remember it. They need something to hold on to. So he does his da 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 da. And he's like, well, what do you hear? And I'm like, da 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 da. Oh. And he's like, all right, I fuck with that. So we do all of that shit, end up writing the whole thing, write the verses, write the chorus, sing that bitch down, you know, hype. The shit, we listen to it, write the second verse. Then we're like, well, what do we do for a bridge? Because at the time, Usher was super musical. So we're like, we don't know if John's going to put a change in it, if he's going to do whatever. So we're like, well, let's just do a bridge with John. So our bridge was, Usher. And we're like, all right, that'll be the bridge for right now. So we listen to the shit down again all the way. And it comes out of the second verse into the second hook. And we're like, oh my God, nigga, that has to happen every time. So we mess around and fly that to where it needs to be. And we're sitting in the room and we're listening to it, bro. And I remember Polo comes busting in the room, him and Bubba Sparks.
That's great.
That's crazy. Great. I actually went to college with Bubba Sparks. Yeah. So he comes in and he's like, what's this? And we're like, yo, this shit we just did for Usher. And they could be known. He was like, it's incredible. It's gonna be the biggest record of his life. Y'all just saved that nigga. Right. This is gonna be it. This is gonna be the biggest record of his life. And we both like, yeah, cool. But we know that if Polo likes it, we might be on to something. So we're like, yo, okay, here's the thing,
great
bro.
Great musical mind.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Genius. So we're like, don't play it. We tell the engineer, don't play it for Shake. We know he's gonna wanna hear it in the morning. We wanna be here when you play it. And he's like, absolutely, we won't play anything. Nigga, I get woken up by a call. I get woken up by a call from Shakir. That's like, yo, listen to the record. Get down to the studio, bro. Want you and Sean down here. Need to talk to you. Get down here. So Sean and I get to the studio, and Shake is like, I think this hook is amazing. I don't think LA is going to like these verses. You guys need to rewrite the verses right quick. And Sean and I kind of look at each other, and we're like, no. And you know Shake.
Yeah.
Shake's
yeah.
like, no. And we're like, nah, bro, we rock with it the way it is. So he's like, okay. Okay, cool. And he sends the record, bro. And we hear back. Actually, I think Sean's in New York working on something else. I'm with Tricky working on some Backstreet Boys stuff. And I get a call from Sean, who said he sat and talked to L.A., and L.A. told him that he really liked the song, but he actually wasn't crazy about the hook. He's like, he felt like, Sean's exact words is, he said L.A. said the song was like bad sex. And he was like, bad sex? He was like, yeah, the verses, you get me all hyped up, you get me right there, but then your hook, it don't really deliver. And the hook that we had at the time was, like, I don't remember the hook that's on the actual album. But the hook that we did...
You mean the hook that came out?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly how that hook goes. But, yeah, all the melodies are the same.
Oh, got you. Oh, okay,
so we were like, it was like, yeah, yeah, should I get down low if you think you're ready? Yeah, yeah, I could turn you out, baby, if you let me. Yeah, yeah, want to see if you could back up what you told me. Yeah, yeah, should I get down low if you think you're ready? And then L.A. was like, the story of the verses, mm-hmm. you got me.
Gotcha.
That hook don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and it's one of the... pluses of being signed to an amazing writer.
Writer.
Right.
He was able to see that. Like yeah. It was never enough for him that it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are onto something, make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So we get in and Sean gives me that call and I tell Trick I gotta go. I head back to the apartment. Sean heads to the studio in New York. We're on like speakerphone and we write like five more hooks. And he's not sure which one to pick. I'm not sure which one to pick. So I go and I sing them all for Viv. Like I sing all the choruses.
Who's Viv?
Vivian. My wife.
That nigga changed his whole.
Bro.
I know Viv.
Viv is everything, bro.
Yeah, Viv. He turned into the provider real fast.
Yeah, shout out to Viv.
Shout out to Viv.
She black and Asian. She's like Viv. That's my father.
Viv is the reason. Like, Viv is the reason.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we're talking about, Viv is the reason.
I love
so you
that.
Go sing the hooks.
So we sing Viv the hooks. And when I get to the one, she was all up on me screaming, yeah. Viv is like, oh my God. Usher's fucking his girl's best friend? Now, when we wrote it, we literally just meant she was in the club dancing with that nigga screaming, yeah, 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 yeah. And when she says he's fucking his best friend, I was like, that's exactly what he's doing. And I run back upstairs and I call Sean and I'm going, this is the one we got to do. Right. This one right here. And he's like, you sure? Yes, because this is a story I'm telling you. So Sean's like, fuck it. So he goes and sings it, plays that shit for LA. LA's like, cool, let's play it for everybody else. Fun part is A&R team didn't like the song. Like nobody really wanted bro to have the song. You know, even... after talking to Ush and KP, Ush didn't really like the song. He was like, on first listen, I didn't understand it.
And it
like,
doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the album.
No, at all. At all. And it was the album was actually done.
Yeah.
Burn was the first single.
Burn was the first single.
The video was
Shakir
done.
Shakir played it for me at Hitco.
Yeah.
And I was like, nigga, this is out of here. Bruh. This is out of here.
The shit was done.
And then you
it was
niggas
done.
Somehow and we showed up with some record out of nowhere. Yeah.
And we wrote it. Shout out to KP. KP is really one of the people that got Ush to cut the record.
Mm.
because he told Us, because Us was really unsure of it. And L.A. wasn't crazy about it. And I was good. Like, I understood L.A.'s reasoning. You know what I mean? L.A.'s whole thing was Us has never really had, up until that point,
a record line.
Someone standing next to him. He was like, that's by design. Mm-hmm. We never put anybody next to him. It's never Usher and someone else. So he's the star. So I don't know if I want to start that with Little John. Mm. Like, and KP's whole thing was, listen, I don't know. All I know is that shit feel like it's hella Atlanta. I fuck with it. Like cut it. And the whole thing, nigga, if you don't like it, we don't keep it. But there's no problem with putting your voice on it. Just sing it. Let's see what happens.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I want to take you on a different path.
Where are we going?
Now that you've started this path talk.
Let's go path talk.
I just made that up. Talk. Make sure we call the lawyers.
Path talk.
You said your first hit record was in the 90s.
Yes.
And what was that record?
My Boo.
My Boo.
Yes.
Give me My Boo.
My Boo is fun. For as long as I can remember, like I'm an army brat, so I was raised globally.
Yeah.
But I graduated high school in Alabama, mm-hmm. like a small town in Alabama called Anniston. And like, I've always, like, I'm a Southern kid. I've always loved bass and 808s and, you know, all of that. And I remember being a kid and trying to get my big brother, Greg. Shout out to Greg.
Shout out to Greg.
Who is an amazing musician. I wish I was the musician he was. Mm. And I remember telling him all the time, bro, we should sing over that. Like, I'm watching what happens when they play that shit at the pep rallies. Because I play football. Like, when they play that shit at the pep rallies, when they play that shit at the dance, when they play that, that's what we should sing over. Ain't nobody singing over that. And he used to clown me all the time. That ain't real music, boy. That ain't real music. And he start playing the keys. This is real. Doing that thing y'all do with the shoulder. This real music. So like, fast forward, I get out of high school, move to Atlanta following my big brother, like just literally trying to be like him. Mm-hmm. And I mess around and, you know, start meeting my own people, start going to Art Institute of Atlanta, start meeting my own people. And I met this, you know, one lady named Akima Day. Akima. You know Akima?
Of course I know Akima.
Okay, so yeah, Akima would take me around. I would, you know, arrange and do a lot of the stuff on her demos.
Oh, wow.
And she would be like, yo, so what do you think? And I'd be like, sing this, do this, do this, do this. So she called me one day and was like, yo, I got the song I got to do. Will you come with me to the studio? And I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. So we get to the studio and they start playing the song. And it's bass music.
Everything
I've been waiting for.
Is it playing the track or they're playing a song?
The track and the song.
Got you.
So they're playing it and I'm sitting there like, yo, this is fucking awesome. So they're like, let's cut it. Let's get it. So we're sitting there and we're cutting it and I'm arranging and I'm trying to help out the best as best I can. And they're giving Akima hard time. But they're not really giving her a hard time. They just keep saying, this shit suck. Like, this don't sound good. And Akima gets frustrated after a while because they really go in. And she's delivering what's written. Mm-hmm. So they're giving her a really hard time. And she ends up dipping. And I'm not trying to dip because this is my first professional session.
Right.
So I'm like, well, what y'all want? And Lil Jon is there. And Lil Jon looks at me and goes, hey, Johnny, you should sing it. And I go, this is a song for a girl.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but you kind of sound like a bitch when you sing in that high voice. So I'm like,
no disrespect. Yeah. Normally ensues with disrespect.
I'm like, no, I can't sing it, but I can call my girlfriend. So the girl that's singing the song, was my girlfriend. We met at a junior college in Alabama called Southern Union. Mm-hmm. So I call Virgo and I'm like, yo, you should get down here. Like, there's a song, we can sing this song. So she comes down and she comes down with Theo, who she was doing a lot of work with at the time. And she starts singing it and they kind of react the same way. This ain't it. So immediately, Theo's like, well, the problem is, the melody's jacked up. Like, it's not the song. So niggas start working on the melody. So I'm just hopping in. Hey, well, what if you sang it like this? Mm-hmm. Well, what if we did this part like this? So niggas mess around.
And change it and rewrite it.
Redo the melodies. Sing the song. Like, Virgo singing the song.
And same lyric.
And
though. Same lyric.
And I'm singing the backs. On the record.
To this day,
yeah. The only voices that you hear on that song are Virgo and me. So we redo the song. And it's crazy because they had told me, like, we'll give you guys $150 for doing it. Because out of high school trying to figure shit out, I was like, shit, yes.
That's what I
That's so much Taco Bell.
That's what Boy, I came to
what?
LA
with. What?
I came to LA with $150.
Man, what?
So we do the first day and we come back the second day and they haven't given us the money yet. So V's like, let's just sing it. And I was like, no, Like, if we sing it, there's no reason for them to pay us. Like, it's $100, $150. Like, I'll talk to them. So we go in there, nigga, and I need you to understand. Like, y'all know me for a long time. This is pretty much the biggest I've ever been in my entire life. Now, out of high school, nigga, I was a smooth little fella. 142. 142. And I'm like, yo, and they're like, get in the booth. We need to finish this record. Because they're on a time crunch.
Matter of fact.
Right. And I'm like, we're not singing anything until y'all pay us. Like, y'all said y'all was going to give us the money. If we sing this, you ain't got no reason to pay us. Bro said, oh, you ain't singing? Like, no, man. Bro reaches in his bag, pulls out a nine, drops that bitch on the table.
You know the name of the person that did this?
I absolutely do. I'm not going to say
it. I love it.
This nigga Tank turning into Flag.
No, I want to know if he knew him.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking around. Yeah, I know exactly who it was. And I'm like, he look at me. I was like, nigga, I just said I need a little water.
Before I
my vocals were a little dry before I get it. At night. That's how they at night. Went in the booth. Went in the booth and we sang that bitch down. We sang that bitch down and then we dipped. They never gave us the money.
No 150.
No. And it was the last, it was also the last song that was being recorded
what
for that album.
What I was trying to say is I was thirsty. Y'all gotta give us at least some water before I start singing any damn thing around here.
Bro, so we sing it, and they end up putting it out as the single. And it ends up doing really
with
well.
With her, just her voice and your...
Yeah. They put it out as a single, and it does really well. They start trying to perform it, and they're getting booed.
So who is this?
The So Def.
Gotcha.
They start trying to perform the song because it's in Atlanta in the South. The shit just becomes a hit.
That was massive.
Yeah.
But Virgo's not performing it because they treated us like shit. Hmm. And they're getting booed everywhere because the girl that's singing this ain't the girl that sang on the record. So they end up, you know, reaching out to us. And like, I remember John calling me and being like, where you live? And I told him where I lived, and bro pulled up with a gold plaque. This is my first gold plaque. He was like, we straight? I'm looking at this shit to say Q Smith. I'm like, hell yeah, we straight. What? Hell yeah. And John and I end up like doing like a remix for Tami and doing some other shit together. Like, I just remember hanging with John when, because John started out as, you know, an executive.
He was head of
A&R at So-So. Mm-hmm. And I remember back then him going that he just wanted to be like Uncle Luke. He was like, he was going to do that. He was going to figure out how to be a rapper and be like Luke Skywalker. Hmm. Like, and I'd be like, okay. And he was DJing and figuring it all out. I end up running into Virgo later because we broke up. But I end up running into Virgo when we hooked back up. And she was like, oh my God, did you get your plaque? I was like, hell yeah, I got my plaque. She was like, how much money did they give you? I was like, what? What? Money. She was like,
they showed me a gun. They never paid me.
She was like, yeah, they gave me, like, they gave me, I got 20,000. Oh, shit. I was like, what? She takes me outside to see the new purple Altima. I was like, what?
My boo money.
Yeah. Good story though. Learned a lot.
Did you ever get paid?
No. I still ain't been paid, bro. I still ain't been paid. It's all good though. Like, I messed around and
what I got on me.
I ended up getting paid.
You're 50.
I got
100. You get you with just 100. You give him 200. No, 300. 150 twice.
Oh, 150.
I got 200. You got 100 on it.
You know what? It's a good birthday present.
I receive this in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All of it.
All of it, man.
What a story.
That is great. That is a great story, bro.
Hey, man.
And now I will never be able to listen to that record the same again. Every time I hear it, I'm going to think of this story.
Bro, you can hear me the clearest on that when they get to the bridge. Boy, you've got all I need. Back then, niggas couldn't use no auto-tune either. Niggas just had to get it right. Wasn't no auto-tune.
You heard that, didn't you? Okay.
Oh, for clarity, I ain't got no issue with auto-tune. God bless auto-tune.
No. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this way before the plug-in.
Oh, boy, what?
I'm from the tape days.
I'm from the tape days.
Boy, what?
I'm from the tape days, the VCR days. ADATs.
They could never sync up.
They just couldn't sync up.
Yeah,
waiting for your part.
Yeah, we talk about that. Fly the vocals, you going to lunch. Let's go to lunch real quick while he's flying these vocals.
He'll figure it out.
Let's go.
I like your format today, man.
What's going on?
I like what you on,
well,
man.
I mean, he's... I love the way...
Listen, he got a stylist to come here. Fuck all that.
Yeah, fuck all that.
So we're going to
treat
him different.
I love the way he's breaking this shit down.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? And I want to get into... I want to get into his real moments. Like a Boy, which I thought was...
Like a Boy.
I think is a crazy fucking
Like a Boy about to be the shortest story ever.
Oh, shit.
God bless the clutch. I did like nothing on this record. This is one of the... records where, you know, inside the Clutch when we started the movie. The Clutch was a company that I co-founded that Carrie and I and Zeke mm-hmm. and Balewa and Candace Nelson co-founded.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I co- that we co-founded.
Who did y'all kick out?
Huh?
What? Who'd y'all kick out of the Clutch before it hey, actually man, became a car and you put it in the car to make the Clutch? I mean, you know, I what? No, you know what? Fuck
was,
him.
That was one guy. We didn't kick him out though. We didn't. Tab was there in the beginning. We did not kick Tab out. Tab just kind of walked his own path. But Tab was there in the beginning.
Tab got kicked out like me.
Nigga, you didn't get kicked out of the Clutch. You stop it. You stop it.
Jay's thinking kicked
out. I mean, Jay was there. Jay was there.
I was never in the Clutch. I was there when they formed, but I was never in the Clutch.
First time we worked together was Miami. It was the weekend of Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Weekend of Hurricane Katrina.
Had to get the hell out of there.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the BMI
out of there, bro. BMI Awards.
Raining like crazy out there.
Yes.
What year was that?
2005? 2005.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
2004 or 5.
Was we
might have been
Fox when I was happening?
Might have been 4.
I think the dog was
4 or
5. Across
man,
the
it was tricky.
Nuts.
Okay. Bruh, it was okay. Wild. But we went down there to work, and like Ethiopia and Philean
mm-hmm.
are really the masterminds. They put together a writing camp, and they were like, he brought 3 people from Universal. Philean brought 3 people from Hitco.
Mm-hmm.
And they stuck us in the studio. I think we're at... Circle House. Yeah, they stuck us in the studio for like a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote 6 songs, recorded 5.
Yeah.
By the time we left Sunday, by Tuesday, 4 of them hoes was placed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the song I wrote with them got placed.
Mm.
That's why I got kicked out.
But
get this
we
nigga
did
out
it.
Of here. We can't place no records for him.
Yeah.
We did it, and I want to say Epic. Epic had funded it. So the 4 records got placed with Epic, and we were like, oh, that was cool. But then we heard from Larry Jackson. It's like Jay Records started asking, yo, we heard you guys did this thing, and it was pretty cool. Why didn't we get a call? So then Jay Records flew us out here,
mm-hmm.
and we did it again. And during that time, me and Zeke came up with the name The Clutch. And Antonio Reed Jr.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
was there as well. And that's just because we were at Record Plant.
Mm.
Speaking of Record Plant, I heard y'all talking. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who y'all were talking to. You might have been talking to you were talking to somebody about how when you was popping at Record Plant,
yeah.
you got a little nameplate
mm-hmm.
on the scooter.
Yeah.
And y'all saying y'all never got a nameplate.
Yeah, we never got one.
I just wanted you to know, y'all know I held on to mine.
You know what? Give my motherfucking money.
Oh, no. I can't take it back,
bro. This nigga just crossed us and took our money.
On our part.
You lucky I don't smash your cupcake, man.
On our part. Disrespectful.
Hey, man. I love this thing. Shout out to
Pearl. He ain't even from California.
He ain't even from.
Shout out to Pearl. When the Clutch decided to move the home base, really working in Atlanta, we knew we wasn't going to be out here so much. So I asked Pearl if I could have my nameplate, and she gave it to me. So I've kept it this whole time.
Wow.
Stays in my studio.
Wow, Pearl.
But yeah, bro, we did it. We came back out and like did it for Larry Jackson. Inside that session, we figured out how we worked best. Carrie and I were already writing together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke and Candace were writing together a lot. So, you know, what we started doing early is they would split us into two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those two rooms, we would do 2 to 3 songs a day in each room.
Mm-hmm.
So we were turning in anywhere between 4 and 6 songs a day, and people would just book us for like 5 days or a week.
Yeah.
And then just have 30, 40 songs.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So we worked that way. And after stuff started picking up, what we decided to start doing was, all right, so that everybody eats fairly, you know, whatever records are created, you know, on this trip, we're splitting.
Mm-hmm.
We're splitting. So the crew showed up and they murked like a boy.
Hmm.
Funny thing is, though, we actually wrote like a boy for Kelly Rowland. Wrote like a boy for Kelly Rowland, which is hilarious because, like, fast forward a long time, I end up in session with Kelly Rowland maybe a year or so later in Atlanta. And we're in session, and she's like, JQ, what I really want is a record like that, like a boy song. Shit. And I was like, stop. And she was like, what? I was like, Kelly, stop. And she was like, I'm being serious, JQ. I was like, we wrote Like a Boy for you. She was like, why didn't you let me hear it? We did. Now, the A&R that we sent it to happened to be in the room. And we're like, we sent it to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love that.
And it's the only time I've seen fire in Kelly's eyes. Because Kelly is actually the sweetest person in the music business.
Yes.
And Kelly turned and looked at him and said, you don't make another decision about a record without me. And I was like, oh. Kind of like that. Right? I like that attitude.
Authority. Wow. That is great.
Great, yeah, like a boy story.
Because you can never pinpoint who dropped the ball. It's always somebody in between or at the office, or it got to such. It never made it to.
Right. Until you start dealing directly with artists.
Oh, my gosh.
That's beautiful. You didn't think you had a great story. That piece right there, that does it for me. Here we go. Icebox.
Icebox is actually my favorite song ever worked on that's been released.
Wow.
And not quietly, Omarion is my favorite artist to write for.
Wow.
Because when I write, when Omarion sings it, it sounds like it sounds in my head.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Like his delivery, like not just as a songwriter, but as a vocal producer, as a fan, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't care as much about your ability to get to the notes as a lot of pure like musicians do.
Mm-hmm.
All I care is that I believe you. Like, music, to me, music has one fucking job, and that's to make you feel something. Mm-hmm. That's the only job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and inside of that, I believe that a music is like a 3-4 minute audible movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is my job as the writer to give you the best script possible. As a producer, it is your job to make sure that the song, the record as a whole, comes to fruition the way it's supposed to. As an artist, I don't care how fucking well you sing. I need you to get in character and I need you to deliver. Fuck singing it. I need you to deliver the record the way that it needs to be delivered. Yeah. And when O sings shit, it has the urgency.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
For my brother.
Talk. You don't understand how long I've been waiting to hear this song live.
Top five.
What is it?
Jake Hughes top five. Top five.
But it's not K-pop.
Your top five.
That's your K-pop top.
R&B singers. R&B songs. Your top. Your top. Pause. Your top. Your top. Five. Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Yeah. Ow. JQ.
better life.
That's that shit.
That's that shit.
Your top five R&B singers.
Come on, brother. Okay. Come on with it.
I had to write this down.
As you should. As you should. You know.
You're prepared.
You almost slip up on the pod.
Top five R&B singers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, this is difficult because I definitely got seven.
He came prepared and unprepared at the same time. Bruh. Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, well, I guess I got way more than seven if you break it down. Boys to Men.
Mm, easy. Yeah. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to. Just, we'll take all.
Usher.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody better than Usher. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
Beyonce. Remember right here. Just part of the hive. Take some time. Yeah.
That's where it gets difficult.
Yeah. It's difficult to say the list you wrote out, nigga. Exactly.
I'm
like,
just trying to do
pulling from
I'm trying to, I'm trying to go
we're
five.
All seven,
he
nigga.
Still has two more.
Okay, we do it all
seven. Nigga.
Okay, it's your birthday.
It's your all right, birthday. It's my. It is my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Okay, Boyz II Men. Mm-hmm. Prince.
Ooh, yeah.
MJ, but specifically, Young MJ.
Young MJ.
I'm not mad at you. Mm-hmm.
Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Jodeci.
Ooh.
And Whitney.
This I don't, nigga had a gang of, because this nigga said groups. So
that's just because I don't think
top
groups.
Top 13.
Top 80.
I don't think groups get enough.
Top 101.
Absolutely. You're right.
And as a person.
If you're going to say Wanya, you got to say Sean. If you're going to say KC, you got to say JoJo.
Yeah. I love them.
I get it. I get
love
it.
Them both. I would, as a person, I would say Sean first. Mm. I would say Sean, then I would say Wanya.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Close.
Okay.
Here we go. Your top R&B songs. Go to the list. Go. I see it. It's heavy. Mm-hmm.
Can You Stand the Rain?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Nay who?
Can We Talk?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions.
On Bended Knee.
Mm.
Yeah, and Begging.
Superwoman.
Huh.
Like
Karen White? Karen White.
Ooh.
Yeah. I knew
that
he thing was
is
that with it.
Masterfully written.
Yeah, masterfully.
Yeah. Shout out it's to funny. The Superwoman out there though. Shout out to them.
It's funny. When I was going over the list, I was like, bro, every song for the most part is Kenny and Jamie Lewis.
I mean they are who they are.
No Air.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They showed up on that. And Viv brought this one up, and I had to go with it just because it's the irony, bruh. Janet, Let's Wait a While. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know how many babies were made to a song that was about abstinence.
Yeah.
It's the sexiest song maybe ever. Yeah.
And I think that's six too. I think you're breaking all the rules.
You told me to just read my list.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I should make a song about abstinence.
Man, fuck
you can't
this shit.
They're not gonna believe me.
They gonna know you don't know what you're talking about.
I've waited before.
When?
He don't know.
So with that segment, the next segment.
Get your segment.
We gonna wait.
Stop trying to wait.
We gonna make it.
You don't fucking wait.
We gonna make a Voltron, an R&B Voltron. Your artist, your starting with. We want to get the vocal performance style, the styling of the artist, and the passion of the artist. Who are you getting the vocal from to make your R&B artist?
Out of your top 13.
Yeah.
Usher.
Mm.
He said he was the best.
He said, you better go with him if you're going
to Usher's ability to deliver tempo and deliver a ballad. One of my favorite vocals ever, recorded vocals ever, might be Can You Help Me off the 8701 album.
Mm.
Like.
Mm. Yeah, no, he's great at both. And everybody can't do both. You're absolutely right.
Cannot.
Yeah.
Cannot. performance style?
See, this should be getting difficult because I feel like I be having answers, but then when I take the time to look at the artist as a whole, I'm like, nigga, that's a wild looking artist. I don't understand.
On stage, the way they perform.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so difficult because I would say Chris. I'd say CB. But Marvin's ability to make people move was different.
I like that.
So you want a combo guard?
I'm gonna go Chris. I'm going to go Chris because bro, the energy
is unmatched.
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 I agree.
Unmatched. Love the Marvin reference, though. Styling.
The clothes.
Artist drip.
Chris.
Quick.
I don't know anybody who's, and I'd have to do more homework, that's ever been more in touch than Chris. And Chris has lived for a long time
in the spotlight.
Yeah, in the spotlight, and somehow
been fly the
right
whole
time. In front of the whatever the movement is.
But he's globally fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like
he won them once.
He's not locked into a demographic.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where he goes and people respond. And I think that's the job.
The passion of the artist, the heart of the artist. Where are you getting that from?
Don't be mad at me, y'all. Yay.
Mad you for what?
Upset about what?
Yay.
He be rocking.
He mean it.
Yay is.
Listen, I was at Dodger Stadium.
How about to say, I don't necessarily.
Not Dodger Stadium. It was Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. Coliseum.
He mean it.
Coliseum.
Yeah, it's not necessarily, and that's not always about always agreeing with what everybody says, but I respect. Man, on some of the stuff.
Get out of here with this political shit, man. The nigga like Kanye when he performed.
That's
shit.
It.
No, I just mean that nigga. Wait, that nigga ready.
Hey, listen. Wherever y'all
show
do
birthday.
With y'all politics, y'all do with y'all politics.
How do I unplug this nigga, Jay?
No, man.
This nigga pretty, but
speak your shit.
Nigga pretty,
but
he over talking me.
Speak your shit, nigga. Speak your shit. But you said you weren't coming here to be political, nigga.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not. I expected questions.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that to you. You ain't gonna do that to you.
I didn't get none.
But we here now, though.
I didn't get none of the kick out questions. I didn't get.
Well, you kicked me out. It's cool. It's fine. it's here now, though. It's here now, though. Because you just said a few names, but what can he do?
I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you with? What you did? Don't say she. I ain't saying no names.
Are you ready, JQ?
I am ready.
We need that story.
Yeah. All right.
Funny or fucked up?
Mm-hmm. All right. This,
funny and fucked up.
This story.
Hold on, player.
Okay, I'm holding on. I didn't know what was happening.
I'm not holding on. Hold on, player. We got to introduce you right, because you a JQ Smith, man, and you a motherfucking legend.
You're
a legend, nigga.
I apologize.
And we want to introduce the legend.
Talk about
and what he's done and what he did, and he ain't saying shit. Mm-hmm, this is JQ, Mr. Icebox himself.
Yeah.
Huh? Where his heart used to be.
Where his heart used to be.
You know who you are that broke his heart. He ain't gonna say. He already said your name. But whatever. But on this segment right now, he ain't saying no names. JQ.
Okay. This story happens over a few years.
Shit.
So early in in my journey, I was in a group with my brothers, myself, my big brother Greg, my younger brother Chuck, and my cousin Dre.
three names already.
Do those names count? That's not the fucked up shit.
They're not part of it.
Okay, yeah.
This is
that
birthday,
was a lot
bro.
Of names.
This is birthday, bro.
And observe
this
the rules birthday. And birthday at the same time.
This nigga's breaking all. This nigga's breaking all.
Tough them. Balance. Here we go.
Cosine say more names than me.
Oh, shit. God damn. Fire.
FBI. Informant.
But I was in this group, and even back then, like, I wanted to be part. I wanted to help. I had ideas. And a lot of people may not know this about me. I never wanted to be a songwriter. Like, this was never my dream. But I'm in this group. We're in the studio working with, you know, these producers. Mm-hmm. And we signed to these producers because they've got major backing from a professional athlete. And we're like, yeah, bro, we're about to do it. We're about to get it. And I remember being in the studio and the producers and songwriter writing. It was a production team. They're writing. And I'd be like, oh, what if you said this? And they just kind of turn around and look at me. They'd be trying to figure it out. Oh, it would be cool if we talked about this. And they look at me again, maybe third or fourth time. And there's a room full of people. So it's not just us. It's us. And then because they're in this huge mansion that the professional athlete has gotten for them, it's just a gang of women, bunch of niggas. And I go, yo, what if we say, and bro turns around, the songwriter turns around and says, why don't you shut your corny ass up? I'm a songwriter. He's a producer. You the artist. Alabama. And turns back around and the whole room is cracking up. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, take time. We end up getting out of that situation, you know, fighting, trying to figure out my situation, end up over at Noontime. I'm over at Noontime and I've been working and writing there long enough to where now I'm one of the guys that they call.
Your go-to.
And now they have this artist, and I co-wrote the first single, I wrote the second single, and we're tracking the second single. At the time, we didn't know the second single, but we're tracking the song. And one of the partners come in and go, hey man, we got some people that, you know, wanna get up here and wanna start doing some work. I told them to come in here and play their stuff for you. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to get finished with Buddy Vocal. So if I could have like 10 minutes to just wrap this part up, it'll be cool. And it was like, yeah, I'll send him in there in 10 minutes. I was like, thank you, bro. So I'm sitting there and we're going over trying to get all the backgrounds done. That was back in the day when I thought more harmonies meant a bigger hit.
Right.
So every note I could think of. Yeah. Yeah, I know we already got that note in there, but this the octave.
This one's doing a little bit different.
Yeah, sing this one.
Yeah.
So, bro singing, and they come in the room, hey. And he's like, well, I'm looking for JQ. And, you know, I'm JQ now. When I started, I was just Q. So I'm like, yeah, just give me 1 minute. Yeah. All right, perfect, bro. Come on out. We'll get back in maybe like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I spin the chair around, and the nigga that called me corny and told me to shut the fuck up is looking at me. His eyes get big as shit. And I'm like, what up, bro? And he's like, they just wanted me to come in here and play. So you up here? You up here now? I was like, yeah, man, this kind of home now. He's like, all right. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So I was... you might know these songs. This nigga plays me my demo. Plays me all the songs that we cut. And I was like, yeah, fam, I appreciate your time. We'll get back to you. Bro left. It was petty, but I never felt so much joy. Ever.
Oh, the tables are turned.
Bro comes in, comes in the room. He's like, what did you? And I was just like, I don't fuck with him no kind of way. He's untrustworthy. He's this, he's that. This nigga is Bob. I don't fuck with him. And he was like, what did you think about the songs? I said, he played me songs that I demoed 4 years ago. And he was like, that's enough for me. And then I turned back around and finished recording my
second
song. My second single.
My.
Be nice to people.
Be cool.
You know what I mean? And not even, you know what? Might not even have to just be nice. Just be cordial.
Bro,
you know,
be
just
cordial.
Don't shit on people. Especially if they don't deserve it.
Don't, bruh.
You can, you know, pull a young man to the side, because I'm sure he's a young fella at the time, and say, hey,
just trying to get involved, trying to learn, trying to.
We might work you in, but you know, let me focus a little bit. Even if it's said that way.
Yeah.
And definitely don't diss where you're from.
My father from Alabama.
Hey, bruh.
That bothered me.
It bothered me.
Like, you know, like, because you could very well be in the other chair at some point.
Spinning around.
It was amazing.
Oh, it's you.
And on the other side of it.
I'm going to tell y'all another story when the camera's off.
Okay. Well, we're going to hurry up and get these cameras off. Brother JQ.
Be amazing.
Man, you are amazing, man. Outside of all of this, man, you're just an amazing brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
you know what I'm saying? Anytime, you know, and Jake can attest to this, man, anytime your name comes up, it's just good energy all around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's infectious. You know what I'm saying?
I love you guys. It's crazy. I was talking about this yesterday in the session. I was like, I know a lot of people. You know, but I don't think I have a lot of friends. Like, I don't trust a lot of people around I don't feel comfortable enough to have them around my kids.
Yeah.
Me to be out. I love you guys. You guys have been solid from the beginning. You made me better.
My God.
You make me better. You also introduced me to Sean Stockman. It was amazing.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother. That's our brother. All of us.
Yeah.
No, he's been a blessing to all of us.
Christmas Project is coming out.
Yeah, because I was, you know.
Yeah.
I was on one of them things.
You know I'm rolling.
I got the call. You know what I'm saying?
But thank you, bro, for being who you are and for being consistent.
Bro, absolutely. I appreciate it. Can I say one thing to the creatives that may be looking?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I just want to say this, just because I feel like it needs to be said, and I wish somebody would have told me really early in my career. It's one thing that I wanted to make sure I said. For those creatives that are out here trying to figure it out, understand that success is easy. And when I say easy, I'm not like it's going to fall out of the sky into your lap, but it's not complicated. Like, success is a combination of good decisions. You know, learn to make decisions that move you in the right direction. You know, whenever you're about to, is this moving me closer to my goal or not closer to my goal? I swear, if you do that, you know, you will get to where you're trying to get. Like, math is math. 2 + 2 will always be 4. If you keep walking in the direction that you're supposed to be going, eventually you will get there. You know, have the people that fall flat now fall flat for a couple of reasons. They have a very bad relationship with self-discipline and self-sacrifice. Like, it's too much. And I'm saying this because I speak to a couple of young people now, and that's always the thing. Everybody's scared of missing out and all of that. Just understand that the real fucking work gets done alone. You know, Floyd, when it's time to get it in and they're preparing for a fight, bro, don't go out and bring a bunch of people around. They go into isolation. When Kobe was ready to really ball out, he would say, I'm in a cage. When I'm in that cage, don't fucking talk to me. Don't touch me. You learn who you are by your fucking self. Learn to trust you. I'm sorry, I got a little amped up, but y'all fall into that. I swear I hate y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
I'm JQ.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. This episode has been JQ Smith.
I'm going to give y'all that picture. I'm going to give you that picture to fame.
Oh,
picture.
Yeah. You got that picture.
Man, thank you.
Oh, wow. R&B Money! R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.